Luke, the first chapter and the 67th verse. It said his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life." I want to stop here. This is what Zacharias said, being filled with the Holy Ghost. He spake that he was raising up Christ, that we would be delivered from the hand of our enemies, that we would be able to overcome our enemies. Now I want to look at another scripture in John, the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter. John, the 8th chapter, and the 28th verse said, "Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." I was thinking about these scriptures and how that God promised that we'd be delivered out of the hand of our enemies. And the enemy wasn't the Roman Empire. They were looking for a deliverance from the Roman Empire, but God had another enemy in mind, and that is Satan himself. And Jesus mentions this. He came to, it wasn't a national freedom that he was bringing, but he was bringing a spiritual freedom to the people. Now we enjoy freedom. We enjoy the freedoms that we have in our nation. We enjoy the freedom and being able to come to service, and we wouldn't know what it was like if the government came and put a chain around the chapel and no more public worship. We've enjoyed freedom. But there's a greater freedom that Jesus is talking about, and that's a freedom in the heart, in the spirit, in the mind that He came to bring. He wanted us to be free from sin, free from the power of sin. He came to bring a deliverance in our lives, that the things that held us in bondage, that He was able to make us free and set us free through believing in Him and trusting in Him. and making a covenant with Him, Jesus is able to change our life and to make a big change. And thankfully today, what would it be like here this morning if none of us would have been changed? What would it be like if none of us had experienced the change? I don't know if I'd want to be here this morning. But God has made a change. He made a difference. He put us in a different on a different path. He gave us a new intention, a new heart, new motives. He brought about a change in our life. And He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And that's the freedom that God, He wants us to have in our mind, in our spirit. And I've been really challenged with that because I know the enemy's trying to bring bondage. The devil wants to take us into bondage. He wants to tempt us. He wants us to enter temptation. He wants to darken our eyes. He wants us to be in bondage to the things of this world and to sin and to Himself. But Jesus came to bring freedom, to make us free. And I'm thankful today for the freedom that we have in Christ and the freedom that the Lord wants us to have. In Romans, the 8th chapter, we have a verse here. Romans 8, and verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." See, if we walk after the flesh, we're going to go into bondage. But if we're able to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit and have the Spirit living in us, then the Spirit brings freedom. It brings life. It brings liberty. In verse 2, he says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And that's what Zacharias said. He mentioned that we could live holy in righteousness all the days of our life, that we would have power over our enemies. And Jesus has brought that. And if we walk in the Spirit, we can be free in our hearts, in our mind and spirit. And I believe that's the true freedom that God wants us to have and to enjoy today. And we want to be you know, I believe there's in our nation a love for freedom. There's a love for people want freedom. People want to stay free. And I feel like there's an element in our nation of people that love freedom. But we want that element in our spiritual life. We want to love freedom. We want to love the liberty that God has given to us. And if we see the enemy starting to bring things into our mind and heart that's bringing bondage to us, that's habit forming or something that he's trying to bring us under, we want to be weary of that. We don't want to be addicted to the things of this life. We don't want to be addicted and under bondage to something, the elements of this world that Satan has that he wants to destroy us with. And if we see ourselves getting addicted to something, we want to be watchful and careful and say, you know, I love my freedom too much. I'm not going to let this thing bring me into bondage. I'm not going to allow this thing to take a precedence in my life. And I believe the Lord wants us to fight for our spiritual freedom, fight for victory and the things that God has for us. There in Galatians, he mentioned in chapter 5, Galatians the 5th chapter, you know, isn't freedom a wonderful thing? Do we enjoy our freedom? I believe we do. You know, to be able to get up and just come to service this morning to do what we want. Well, it's that way spiritually. God has a freedom for us to, we're at liberty to do the will of God. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, in the 1st verse, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And now the Galatian congregation had been freed, they'd been experienced, but there were people that were trying to take them back under the law. And we read this morning in Romans that the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. In verse 13 it says, "For brethren, if ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." So I'm thankful this morning for the liberty that the Lord has come to give us and the freedom that we have. There's a verse that talked about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. And I'll say I appreciate our services so much. I appreciate the liberty that you can stand up and testify. When you got a burden, you can pray, you can lead out. It's not, we don't have a control on everything. There's liberty in our services. We don't want to take that as an occasion to serve the flesh, but we want to use the liberty, and we want to be mindful of the checks and the thing that God puts upon our heart. Because if He puts something on our heart to say something, somebody needs it. somebody needs to hear that. If the Holy Spirit is laying a burden on someone's heart for a testimony or something, well, then the Lord recognizes that there's someone that's in need. And we don't know what the need is. That's why we're dependent upon the Holy Spirit. But there's liberty this morning in the services to serve God and to say what He wants us to say. And I know sometimes, sometimes that's taken advantage of, and we suffer sometimes because of things maybe that are said from the flesh. But still, the Lord wants there to be liberty in our services, and He wants there to be a freedom in us. I wanted to mention another scripture. Go back to Romans, the eighth chapter. Let me see, Romans, the 8th chapter. There's another. Romans 8 and verse 16. Now let's read verse 14. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now, what this is saying to me is that there's also another liberty. We're right now in a bondage of corruption. Our body, it gets sick, it fails, it hurts. Seems like the older you get, the more hurt you have. The back wears out. My shoulder, the last few days, I don't know if I can lift 20 pounds with the thing. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's not working right. It's sore. But we're going to be delivered from the body of this corruption, it said, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now, we've been delivered spiritually. We can be delivered, but there's coming another deliverance where our body is going to be redeemed to an immortal body. That's not going to wear out. It's not going to get sick, and it's not going to hurt. And that's a hope that we have as the children of God. But I want us to enjoy our liberty in Christ here. There's a liberty, and I know we get sick and we hurt. Sometimes you kind of would like to go on. Lord, help us. You know, Paul said it'd be better to be with the Lord, absent from the body, and be with the Lord. But I want us to enjoy the liberty, and I want to enjoy the liberty that God has and the freedom that He has for us in this life, in our soul and our spirit. I want to read you a poem. It's called "A Little Bird I Am." Have you heard of Madame Guyon? Is that how you pronounce her last name? That's how I pronounced it. Madame Guyon. She was incarcerated. And this poem, you can tell, was from her incarceration. It says, "A little bird I am, shut from the fields of air. And in my cage I sit and sing to him who placed me there. Well pleased a prisoner to be, because my God, it pleases thee. Not have I else to do. I sing the whole day long. And he whom most I love to please doth listen to my song. He caught and bound my wandering wing, but still he bends to hear me sing. Thou hast an ear to hear, a heart to love and bless. And though my notes were e'er so rude, thou wouldest not hear the less. Because thou knowest as they fall, that love, sweet love, inspires them all. My cage confines me round. Abroad I cannot fly. But though my wing is closely bound, my heart's at liberty. My prison walls cannot control the flight, the freedom of the soul." I love this poem. She was bound naturally, She couldn't go out. But it said, my prison walls cannot control the flight, the freedom of the soul. In her prison, in her cell, she was free in her mind, in her heart, in her spirit. And you can tell by the words of her poem that she believed that God had her there for a purpose. She believed and trusted that God had a purpose, and she was in love with the Lord and in love with the will of God's will for her life. Now, did she get there when she first go in? I doubt it. Now, I appreciated Brother Willie's testimony Wednesday night. In whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I have learned. And I've talked about C.W. Naylor. C.W. Naylor has been a great blessing to my life. I hope to meet him in heaven. And put my arms around his neck and tell him thank you. C.W. Naylor didn't have that liberty and freedom when he first was afflicted. He had dark days. He had depression. He had difficulty. But he learned over time how to fly. He learned, like Madame Guant, how to be released in her mind and heart and spirit. You know, that's really where many times the prison walls are. That's where the bondage is sometimes. It's in our mind. It's in our heart, in our spirit. And God wants us to be, He wants us to be able to free. C.W. Naylor, I believe he learned. It took him a while to get there. And it doesn't happen overnight. And I'm not trying to preach an overnight gospel. I know there's steps we got to take. I know there's places of surrender. There's places where we've got to learn. It's a learning curve. We all go through learning curves. A learning curve is when there's something new, and sometimes it brings a little apprehension. Oh, this is new. This is different. Haven't done this before. You know, the Lord knows our learning curves. He knows. He has patience for those times. But He does want us to learn it. He does want us to get there. He does want us to have that freedom of our heart and mind. In our spirit, the prison walls cannot control the flight, the freedom of the soul. You know, we can be free even though we're bound in some ways by affliction or by prison or chain or something else. We can be free. We can be free in our, and that's the most important freedom there is. When I'm free in my spirit, in my mind, and I'm free to do what God wants me to do. You know, there's a lot of bondages in the world today. Fear. Fear is a bondage. Unbelief, a bondage. There's so many things that can be a bondage to us in our minds and our spirit that God wants to free us from. I was thinking about when they went into the land of Canaan. You know, he told Abraham before, he said, you know, when him and Lot parted ways, he told him, look to the north, look to the south, to the west and to the east. He said, it's all yours. You know, when he brought them up out of Egypt, out of bondage, he wanted to give them a land. Can you imagine all these slaves that had these hard taskmasters over them, and I don't know what their taxes was. We don't like our... I feel like taxes are too high here. They may have been taxed 75%. We don't know what they had. They were in bondage. And they didn't have stuff. You know, it's like... And then come into this land that's flowing with milk and honey, and I can get it. It's kind of like those lepers You members said if we stay out of here? No, if we stay in here, we're going to die. But if we go out, and they went out to the enemy's camp and they found abundant. These lepers, can you imagine the excitement and the joy they found? Lord, help us today to be able to have the liberty that God wants us to have. I believe if we'll follow Him through faith. And what I was wanting to say about the land of Canaan, I don't think it was just a little square inch. And for us spiritually, there's not a promise. There's not a promised land out here. But it's in our walk with Him. I believe He tells us, look up. Look to the north, the south, west, east. Do you want it? Do you want some more land? Do you want some more grace, some more power? I believe God has it for us this morning. A freedom, a wide, open, roomy place where you got some room, where you can do things. I believe the Lord wants us to enjoy the freedom. And so many scriptures just kind of stood out to me about the liberty and about bondage and about what Christ has for us today. Let's not allow those things to dominate us and control us and to keep us down and keep us under oppression. The Lord wants us to be free. That's our heritage. That's the heritage of the people of God, is freedom. We've been delivered out of Egypt, out of sin, but the devil would like to bring bondage back into our lives. He'd like to enslave us and make our lives miserable. You know, I know there are hard and difficult places in life. I realize that. But I do believe this morning that God wants us to enjoy our relationship with Him. He wants us to enjoy what He's given us, and the freedom that He's made available to us. He wants us to be able to enjoy. And He told them in one place there, He said, wherever your feet tread, it's yours. And I like to liken that to our faith. If we can get our faith moving, stepping where God wants us to go and step, I believe the Lord can help us. So I'm thankful we have so much to enjoy this morning in the Lord. We have so many blessings. And not only the next life, that scripture said, the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. You know, we have that to look forward to. We have the best, I believe, this morning. But I want to enjoy my freedom. We want to have a taste for freedom. We want to enjoy the freedom and handle our freedom responsibly in a way that God would be pleased and honored with. Appreciate your attention this morning.